Everyone got that? 2 Peter 3, verse 5. For this they willingly forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, and by which the world that then existed perished, and so forth. I got some bad news, folks. Time is like 2:19.
Yes.
And we're like, halfway through this thing. But this is where the Lord led us so far. We can have to probably shorten it a little bit, or we'll discuss this. But anyway, that's the background. I mean, I was a bit concerned that that was going to take us long. It did take us a long time. But so long as we are, I hope that we have gained in our understanding of what the scriptures say. And I hope that we have come away so far with a realization that we stand on what the scriptures say, not on what other people say. Okay? Now, this is what we have. The next section, my plan was to now look at what the scriptures say about the events that occurred during each day of the creation week. That really is the plan. I got 10 minutes. What should I do?
Why don't you go through your slides very quickly, and then we'll invite some discussion about
right.
what
the real
shared.
Plan was. The plan was, I was going to start. This is obviously verse 2, and then from verse 2 onwards, then God does his work, as it were. And day 1. And again, if you look at day 1, this is another hour-long discussion, folks. We see that, and I want to read the scriptures. I didn't want to just talk. This was meant to summarize what the scriptures say. In verse 3, chapter 1, it says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. So the first day, it was darkness, remember, it was covered in water and all that. The first thing God said was, let there be light, and there was light. And then we go on, or read on. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and so on. So the evening and the morning were the first day. So the first thing that appeared was light. Now, I'm anticipating this. We know that the sun and the moon and the stars were introduced on day 4. So I had this in the seventh grade boys this morning. And one little boy made an observation on his own. He said, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Day 4, we see the sun, moon, and stars. And day 1, he said, what's going on? That little boy, I enjoyed it. I like that. When he came up with it himself. This is my understanding, and others may disagree. I believe, this is my personal belief, I believe that, as the scriptures say, that the Lord said, let there be light. He created that light. I do believe, if you go back to Revelation chapter 21, let me just read that, because this morning I got that in my own devotion. Revelation chapter 21, in the New Jerusalem, verse 23, the city... This is Revelation 21, verse 23. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. So in this new creation, you know, he is the light. So what I'm saying to you is that it is not impossible for him to have created light on his own. And for those first 3 days, that was the source of the light. Then on day 4, he created a light source, which is, you know, he set that for a purpose and we should look at. Any other views before we... I mean, I know this is a short period of time, but that's number one. It is an issue that needs to be looked at.
There's another school that says that the creation of light, in the same that our sun, right, is only one of the many stars in the universe. And some could say that he created the remainder, all of the other stars, and then he created the sun, which was going to be the center of his divine attention. That's another school.
Let's ask that school, where do they get support from Scripture to say that? Not you, but where do they get that support from? Because it's only on day 4 that he made the stars also.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, I've heard other people think that the sun, and I said that very carefully, that on day 1 that he would have created the sun did not appear. Anyone heard that? That the sun had not appeared, and then it appears on day 4. But I think what Scripture says is that, you know, you said it was light, and it was light. Question or comment?
No.
Trying to hold back.
I know, you're a physicist. I know who to ask.
Well, you said at the end of Revelation 22:5, the Lord God will illuminate them. Well, if he's illuminating them, where would there be night? Where would there be evening? If he says, let there be light, Because, no, the sun doesn't come until day four.
Correct.
Night. No, the Earth rotates on its axis.
Right.
You have evening and morning. Now, if there's only light, but there is no sun, where is there evening and...
You mean how would there be
yes.
a day?
Yes. Yes. How would there be
it says, the first day?
It says that it doesn't need the sun to be light.
Yeah, there was
so
light.
Maybe there's a sun. Yeah. The city doesn't need a sun to have light.
No,
for the,
but what he's saying is, in the beginning...
Yeah.
If the light of God was illuminating, how was there nightness?
Because the rotation, the rotating definitely started on day one.
I'm sorry, I did not understand that part.
Yeah. So there was only light.
How do you know?
So he says, let there be light, but there's only light in one half. And the other half, he kept dark.
One person at a time.
Yeah, well, the idea would be there's light, of course. There's light, as from your discussion of God is light. And then the rotation of the earth is what creates night and day. So day one, verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So there was rotation of the earth was started. The earth began rotating on that day. Therefore, there would be parts of the earth that had light and parts that did not.
Just to mention, in the last part of verse 4, it says, God divided the light from the darkness. And then he says, he called the light day and the darkness night. So God did it himself.
I would... jump off of that and say that the sun and the moon were set in place to rule as a matter of just administration. I think God was there, put forth the light, and then he divided the darkness from the light. But then, as a matter of, maybe put out a better term, administration, the sun and the moon came in.
Yeah, it's an interesting
phrase to try to unravel, because we're... you tell somebody, it's daytime. How do you know? The sun is up. It's daytime. But as you say, in Genesis, the phrasing is in day four, the greater light is to rule the day. So day is a concept, as far as God is concerned, day is a concept of lightness, if you will. And he gave us the sun to be out in the daytime. And we obviously realize that the sun has very essential properties just to allow life to exist.
I do have one question on the phrase. One question on the phrase, separate the lightness from the dark, or light from dark. Isn't that conceptually separated just in their existence? I mean, does one have to separate? What does that mean? You know what I mean? Isn't light inherently separate from darkness? I mean, does one have to separate the two? Is there any significance to that, or?
You can say darkness is the absence of light. If there's no light, there's darkness.
Right. So how does one have to separate it? Is there any is there it just was something that I
you stump. I mean, the scriptures that say that God called the night the light day, darkness he called the night. Called night.
Right, but just before that, it says that he separated.
The only way to answer that is to
make some sort of postulate aside from scripture, and we should try not to do that.
I can't answer that question.
What I can say is that separate. God divided the light from the darkness.
You want to say you're separating them?
Hang on, one at a time, one at a time. Sorry.
Go ahead.